Hundreds of workers at fast food restaurants in New York City walked off the job today. They were joined by supporters in community organizations and labor unions as they protested low wages and demanded the right to form a union. Strikes were scheduled at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, and Domino's restaurants around the city. Jonathan Weston is the organizing director for the New York Committee for Change.
There were dozens of restaurants, and we don't exactly know the totals, but we know there were hundreds of workers. They walked off the job. They went on strike today with the message that they won't continue to receive poverty wages while they struggle to put food on the table, put clothes on their kids' backs, and not even have enough money to get metro cars to go to and from work. And workers went on strike demanding $15 an hour and the right to form a union, sending a clear message to McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Yum Brands, and the fast food industry that they can't continue to keep people in poverty and they need to pay a living wage.
The general view of fast food workers is that they're high school kids or young people, that they are not the main breadwinners of their families, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That is no longer the case, is it?
No, it's a misperception of the fast food industry. This is not a teenage after school job of flipping burgers. This is mothers and fathers raising families, trying to make a living, especially after the recession. A lot of people who lost full-time work are now working at fast food jobs, which pay minimum wage or close to minimum wage. They can't raise their families. And many of these families actually still struggle and have to go on public assistance and receive public health insurance. So we, the taxpayers, are fronting the bill for these multi-billion dollar corporations of McDonald's, Burger King, and Yum Brands, which refuse to pay their workers a living wage and give them decent benefits.
Do any of these fast food restaurants offer health insurance, for example?
Not a single worker we have talked to has health insurance through their employer. Not McDonald's, not Burger King, not Taco Bell, not KFC, none of them.
And paid time off, vacation time, sick leave?
Workers don't have paid sick days. They can't take a day off when they get sick or their kid gets sick. They still have to go to work. There's no such thing as a vacation. A vacation is a missed paycheck.
Is the industry resistant to unionization? Have they actively opposed workers organizing?
This is actually one of the first attempts to organize workers in the fast food industry in a mass way. Part of the misperception of workers being teenagers working after school jobs is that it also has not led to organizing drives to organize these workers. So this is actually one of the first times workers have attempted to organize in a mass way to fight for better wages, to fight for $15 an hour, to fight for the rights to organize, which is groundbreaking. And a lot of what the workers take inspiration from, too, is over the past few weeks and months, Walmart workers walked out of their jobs and did strikes at their stores with the same issues of being paid poverty wages, not being able to afford the basic necessities in life, and not being able to work their way up and get out of poverty and into the middle class. And I think that's what this is about. It's about workers trying to raise the wage floor and get into the middle class. It happened when workers were organizing in factories. It happened for janitors that used to make minimum wage and organize in one unions and now make $16, $20 an hour. It can happen again, and especially for an economy that is moving into being a service economy, these jobs are going to need to be good-paying jobs for families. It's actually what's most needed to spur this economy is putting money in the pockets of low-income people, people that are struggling to get by, that need a little bit more money to put food on the table, put clothes on the kids' back, and have a little bit of money left over to go shopping for the kids during Christmas time. This is what would spur the economy, not putting that money back in the pockets of the CEOs and the millionaires and billionaires that run McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's. That just won't work.
Would the fact that these fast food restaurants, these chains, run as franchise operations complicate the organizing efforts?
If McDonald's and Ronald McDonald himself decided that he wanted to give workers $15 an hour, they would do it. It's not the franchisee. It's McDonald's, the corporation, that makes the decision on what workers are paid and sets the standard and sets the industry standard. I mean, McDonald's and Burger King set the standards, and Yum! Brands set the standards for the entire fast food industry. They're the ones that are creating the wage floor that exists right now, where workers are paid minimum wage and not able to get out of this poverty wage scale.
Today is primarily a New York effort, but I've heard that there are also some organizing efforts in Chicago. Could this go national?
Our hope, and especially with the strikes today, and what the workers wanted to send was a strong message not only to the multi-billion dollar corporations that are paying, they're making billions in profits and paying their workers minimum wage, but it's also workers wanting to send a signal to their fellow workers all over the city and all over the country that it's possible to do what Walmart workers did, to do what fast food workers just did today, to walk out, to strike, to confront the management, to confront the corporations themselves in a direct way and say, we're not going to take making $7.25 an hour much longer. And I think that's what they wanted to do today. And we hope that this spurs a bigger movement of fast food workers to come out and galvanize around better wages in the entire industry. And I think that's the next step of this campaign, is to take that message to thousands of other workers all over the city, which will take it to possibly millions of workers all over this country, to really change this industry as we know it. And that's the hope of what this does.
Jonathan Weston is Organizing Director for New York Communities for Change.